powers and duties. The referee is authorized to stop play if, in his opinion, the floodlights are inadequate. If an object thrown by a spectator hits the referee or one of the assistant referees or a player or team official, the referee may allow the match to continue, suspend play, or abandon the match depending on the severity of the incident. He must, in all cases, report the incident to the appropriate authorities. The referee has the power to show yellow or red cards during the halftime interval and after the match has finished, as well as during extra time and kicks from the penalty mark, since the match remains under his jurisdiction at these times. If a referee is temporarily incapacitated for any reason, play may continue under the supervision of the assistant referees until the ball next goes out of play. If a spectator blows a whistle and the referee considers the whistle interfered with play, e.g. a player picks up the ball with his hands, assuming that play has been stopped, the referee must stop the match and restart the play with the dropped ball from the position of the ball when play was stopped, unless play was stopped inside the goal area, in which case the referee drops the ball on the goal area line parallel to the goal line at the point nearest to where the ball was located when play was stopped. If an extra ball, other object, or animal enters the field of play during the match, the referee must stop the match only if it interferes with play. Play must be restarted by a dropped ball from the position of the match ball when play was stopped, unless play was stopped inside the goal area, in which case the referee drops the ball on the goal area line parallel to the goal line at the point nearest to where the ball was located when play was stopped. If an extra ball, other object, or animal enters the field of play during the match without interfering with play, the referee must have it removed at the earliest possible opportunity. Advantage. The referee may play advantage whenever an infringement or offense occurs. The referee should consider the following circumstances in deciding whether to apply the advantage or stop play. The severity of the offense. If the infringement warrants an expulsion, the referee must stop play and send off the player, unless there is a subsequent opportunity to score a goal. The position where the offense was committed, the closer to the opponent's goal, the more effective it can be. The chances of an immediate, promising attack. The atmosphere of the match. The decision to penalize the original offense must be taken within a few seconds. If the offense warrants a caution, it must be issued at the next stoppage. However, unless there is a clear advantage, it is recommended that the referee stops play and cautions the player immediately. If the caution is not issued at the next stoppage, it cannot be shown later. Injured players. The referee must adhere to the following procedure when dealing with injured players. Play is allowed to continue until the ball is out of play if a player is, in the opinion of the referee, only slightly injured. Play is stopped if, in the opinion of the referee, a player is seriously injured. After questioning the injured player, the referee may authorize one, or at most two doctors, to enter the field of play to assess the injury and arrange the player's safe and swift removal from the field of play. Stretcher bearers should only enter the field of play with a stretcher following a signal from the referee. The referee must ensure an injured player is safely removed from the field of play. A player is not allowed to receive treatment on the field of play. Any player bleeding from wound must leave the field of play. He may not return until the referee is satisfied that the bleeding has stopped. A player is not permitted to wear clothing with blood on it. As soon as the referee has authorized the doctors to enter the field of play, the player must leave the field of play, either on a stretcher or on foot. If a player does not comply, he must be cautioned for unsporting behavior. An injured player may only return to the field of play after the match has restarted. When the ball is in play, an injured player must re-enter the field of play from the touchline. When the ball is out of play, the injured player may re-enter from any of the boundary lines. Irrespective of whether the ball is in play or not, only the referee is authorized to allow an injured player to re-enter the field of play. The referee may give permission for an injured player to return to the field of play if an assistant referee or the fourth official verifies that the player is ready. If play has not otherwise been stopped for another reason, or if an injury suffered by a player is not the result of a breach of the laws of the game, the referee must restart play with the dropped ball from the position of the ball when play was stopped, unless play was stopped inside the goal area, in which case the referee drops the ball on the goal area line parallel to the goal line at the point nearest to where the ball was located when play was stopped. The referee must allow for the full amount of time lost through injury to be played at the end of each period of play. Once the referee has decided to issue a card to a player who is injured and has to leave the field of play for treatment, the referee must issue the card before the player leaves the field of play. Exceptions to this ruling are to be made only when a goalkeeper is injured, a goalkeeper and an outfield player have collided and need immediate attention, players from the same team have collided and need immediate attention, a severe injury has occurred, e.g. swallowed tongue, concussion, broken leg, more than one offense occurring at the same time, offenses committed by two players from the same team. The referee must punish the most serious offense when players commit more than one offense at the same time. Play must be restarted according to the most serious offense committed. Offenses committed by players from different teams. The referee must stop play and restart it with the dropped ball from the position of the ball at the time of the stoppage, unless play was stopped inside the goal area, in which case the referee drops the ball on the goal area line parallel to the goal line at the point nearest to where the ball was located when play was stopped.